Skylar Loma Heftiwa is a Roaring Fork Valley resident and a member of the Uncompahgre Band of the Ute Tribe. He's also Hopi and Choctaw. In the winters, he teaches snowboarding, and in the summers, he does audiovisual work. Every year around this time, Loma Heftiwa goes back to the Northern Ute Reservation in Utah, where he grew up, to prepare for the annual Bear Dance. And now he's trying to bring the spring tradition back home. The Bear Dance marks the end of a long winter hibernation, and Loma Heftiwa says there's a legend that the bear gave the dance to the people.
There was a Ute warrior out in the mountains hunting, and he came across this bear dancing back and forth towards a tree. I think it was a aspen tree. He turned and looked at the man and communicated to the man that what he's seen there, he should take back to the people. And if he does this dance, the people would be healed.
Loma Heftiwa's great-grandfather, Henry Sespuch, was a bear dance chief for the Randalette community on the Northern Ute Reservation. When Loma Heftiwa was little, they shared a bunk bed, and his great-grandfather would tell him stories about the bear dance and the songs he knew.
I actually learned some of those songs and sing them still to this day at the bear dances. And I really feel pride, I guess, in singing those songs, knowing that they're over 100 years old and from the beginnings of the reservation where I grew up.
Before Sespuch died, he told the other elders in the Randalette community that he wanted his great-grandson to continue the bear dance as a future chief. And now Loma Heftiwa's goal is to bring the dance back to the valley where the Uncompahgre Ute people originally lived.
And being a bear dance chief, you know, I'm always thinking about that because this is where the bear dance was born, was these Rocky Mountains.
As far as Loma Heftiwa knows, he's the only Northern Ute tribe member who currently lives in the valley. And he's noticed that a lot of people don't know much about Ute history or what it's like to live on the reservations today. That's why he's been partnering with the Aspen Historical Society's education director, Nina Gabbianelli, on a traveling program for elementary and middle school students from Aspen to Newcastle.
So repeat after me. Swiss.
Swiss.
Wyandi.
Wyandi.
Bayandi.
Bayandi.
That's Loma Heftiwa on a recent morning teaching second graders at Two Rivers Community School in West Glenwood how to count to three in Ute. The class began with Gabbianelli telling a traditional creation story and sharing some Ute history, including what happened when many people were forced to leave their homes and move to reservations 140 years ago.
Governor Pitkin is the one who drove the native people out. When I say removed, it's not like someone said, hey, can you just go live over there? No, they came and they took your family, and with a gun, they escorted you out of here, not to return or with a threat of your life.
When they first started teaching in the schools, Loma Heftiwa says the program focused more on the past and what life used to be like for the Uncompahgre Ute people. But then he started to notice a pattern.
I would ask the question, where are the Ute people now? A bunch of hands would be raised, little kids, and I would call on one and they would say, they're dead. I'm like, oh no, well, that's not right.
Now Loma Heftiwa spends about half of each class sharing his experience of what it's like to be a Ute American today.
The main thing to impression on these young minds is that Native people and Ute people are alive. We exist.
While Loma Heftiwa does bring a dance outfit he wears to powwows and a drum to play for the kids, he says he's careful not to perpetuate stereotypes. He's wearing an NFL hat over two long braids with an embroidered shirt, a beaded belt buckle, and blue jeans.
They're going to see an Indian today, so their little eyes and ears are looking for, you know, a heya heya Indian, and I give it to them a little bit, but it's not exactly what they're thinking.
After his presentation, Loma Heftiwa usually leaves time for the kids to ask questions, but he says he was surprised at Two Rivers Community School when a second grader raised her hand and apologized for forcing Ute people to leave their homes.
For a young mind to be aware of something like that was awesome, I thought. And it was a step in the right direction, just a little more guidance with it, and we can really heal.
Loma Heftiwa says his next adventure is to start his own nonprofit to continue this healing process and eventually bring the annual bear dance back to the Roaring Fork Valley.
My own little niece and nephew, they're avid bear dancers, and they are always asking me, you know, are we having bear dances here? And I always tell them, I hope so.
Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.